This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today we're going to talk about one of the biggest things that's holding most people back. Well, yesterday we talked about failure. We've been taught that it's bad to fail when it is absolutely, completely a lie. And there's another paradigm that you need to get over is judgment of family members, friends, cohorts, ex-friends, whatever it is. So this is a really, 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 really deep one. Judgment on top of fear of failure is something that holds most people back. So as we dive into this day, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how far have you gone based on what you want with your life. Truly, how far have you gone based on what you really want with your life? And ask yourself this question. Be honest with yourself. Why haven't you done it? And I know the answer for most of you. The fear of failure is number one, but the biggest fear is judgment. Friends, family, your buddy from high school, your high school buddies, your girlfriends from high school. Some of you didn't pick the man or woman you wanted because you're worried about what your buddies or your girlfriends are going to think. Some of you didn't move forward with the thing you were meant to do because your parents that have no idea where you're going or understand where you're heading and are just saying it because they love you and they don't get it, judged you. Some of you are so petrified about what people, to include your family, are going to say about you when you walk out of the room that you won't go after your dreams. And you're so afraid what these people are going to say about you that you would rather live a mediocre life that was not meant for you. A life that was never, ever meant for you. A life that you were indoctrinated and created to do. You are the created I am versus the great I am. So here's how I do it. I don't care if this pisses people off. Here's what I do. When there's people judging me, and many, many people judge me, trust me, it happens all the time. Read my comments, thousands and thousands of hate comments all the time. I would be foolish to say that sometimes it doesn't get to me. Of course it does. I'm a human being, but I spend very, very little time reading my comments. Positive, yes. Negative, no. I just keep moving forward. I do the best I can after I post something to answer as many comments as I can, and I just move forward. I don't spend my time wasting my energy or my breath on haters. I want you to think about this for just a moment. So when it's somebody that you know, we'll move from somebody you know to somebody you don't know. Somebody you don't know, that's an easy one, but we still got to talk about that because many of you won't move forward because of people you don't know. So when it's friends, family members, right? I have a great family structure. Hope the mic's still okay. I hit something. So when it comes to family members, right? The question you should ask yourself is the person that's judging you or you heard what they're saying about you. Here's the question. Number one, have they been where you're going? Number two, do they understand where you're going? Number three, is it maybe coming from love or wanting to provide safety? And number four, this one is brutal. When you look at their life, is that the life you want to live? How they interact with their spouse, partner, or loved one, their financial woes or financial success, the way they raise their kids, the way they interact with them, your parents. Do you want the same paradigm as your parents? Do you want the same relationship? Maybe you do. This is not good or bad. It just is. It's a thing to look and say, the person that's telling me not to go after my dreams or judging me, is that the life you want? Because the person who keeps giving you advice on why you're wrong, on what you're trying to do, is that the life you want? Because where are they giving you counsel from? From their paradigm. So is it wise counsel if they have no fucking clue where you're going or they don't have the life that you want and they've never taken a risk, but you're taking advice from them? You're worried about failing because they would judge you? Who gives a fuck if they said, I told you so? You know how many people said, I told you so when I launched and it failed? And then it failed again. And then it failed again. Oh, he's coming back. I ain't fucking coming back to corporate America. I could lose all of these businesses. I ain't coming back to corporate America. Absolutely not. I don't know how powerful it feels to be free. I don't answer to anybody in regards to my career. I can say no, 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 yes, when I want to, when I feel it, when it's in alignment, and I can leave whenever I want to. That's freedom. And the reason why that happened is because I didn't take advice from people who were not wise counsel. I stopped fearing judgment from people who had no idea where I was going. So that's the people you know. So ask yourself, do you want the same life as they have? Then we get out to the people who are judging you online. Most of them don't even have a fucking profile picture, number one. Number two, most of them don't have any posts on their social media. And number three, it's probably some dude or gal sitting in their mom's basement, licking Cheetos off their finger. I think I heard that from an influencer. So funny. Licking Cheetos off. Mom, bring me some more milk. My Cheetos stuck in my throat. I'm going to get Coach JV again. This person has no idea who you are. They just want to knock you off your path. And you're wasting your time because somebody said something. Took their time out of their day, out of their miserable life to make a comment on your post, and you're going to spend your time arguing with them. And this is not a perfect scenario. There's somebody on Twitter just 2 days ago, yesterday, that was like, I'm reporting you to the SEC. And I'm like, who, me? And then we kind of went back and forth a second. I'm like, just love you, brother. Whatever, dude. It's like, that's why I put, I love you to haters. I love to everybody. I love you. Stop wasting your fucking breath and wasting your time explaining yourself to people. You have no responsibility. You have no, is it responsibility? You have no responsibility explaining yourself to people. You don't. If you're doing good things, if you have good intentions, you're a good person, you're working hard to provide something to this freaking earth, then you have no reason why you have to explain yourself. And if you're those parents that are constantly telling your kids that they're wrong all the time without listening to them, do you want them to have the exact same life that you did? Or I want my kids to be much better than me, much greater than me. And I'm not talking wealth. I'm not talking abundance and all this. I'm talking just much greater in living who they truly are. So yesterday we talked about failure. Get used to it. Get used to it. It's part of the program. If you're failing, good, get back up. And that next little thing is that judgment. The person's talking shit about you. If they have time to talk shit about you, then they're not doing their job. And what people do is they constantly point out everybody else's iniquities when nothing's working out for them. That's all they do. If they have times to point out how everybody else is doing it wrong, they're always going to come up with a solution how to do it. Then come up with the solution on how to do it right and stop pointing out how everybody else is doing it wrong. Then come up with the solution. There's no reason to point out how everybody's doing it wrong. Come up with the right solution. And if it's right and in alignment, the people will come. You don't have to manipulate people to think, make everybody else, this person's wrong, so come on over here. Become, and they will come to you. And you do that through removing the fear of failure. You do that through removing the fear of judgment. Because those who are judging you, they either want to be you, they don't understand you, or they love you. One of the two. One of the three, excuse me. And if it's family members, that's normal. It's natural. It's healthy for you because it's a great paradigm. If you can break free from, will make you extremely, extremely successful. Warriors, if you can do me a huge favor, take 2 minutes out of your day, not even 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, leave a 5-star review. Let them know this is the greatest podcast of all time. See you on the other side.